From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Dan Rather is leaving the CBS Evening News. The venerable and colorful anchor and managing editor announced today that he will be stepping down in March. Rather joined CBS in 1962 as chief of its Southwest Bureau. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Tonight, Dan Rather reassured viewers he would still be around.
After nearly a quarter of a century as the anchor of this broadcast, I've decided it's time to move on. I'll be leaving the Evening News next March. I will not be leaving CBS News, however. I will continue to report to you, working full-time on both editions of 60 Minutes and on other assignments for CBS News.
The announcement comes before the release of an independent report commissioned by the network. It should explain how Dan Rather aired a story on 60 Minutes in September, critical of President Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard, that relied on now discredited documents. Those documents were attacked by bloggers. Matthew Sheffield and his brother run a website called RatherBiased.com.
I'm sorry it has to end this way for Dan. Dan Rather became, in the end, the person that he made his name attacking, and that is Richard Nixon.
Are you running for something? No, sir, Mr. President, are you?
That's Dan Rather in a now legendary 1974 exchange with Nixon. Rather covered Watergate, the Kennedy assassination, the movement for civil rights. He smuggled himself into Afghanistan during the Soviet invasion, and he interviewed Saddam Hussein before the current war in Iraq. The anchorman started in 1950 as an Associated Press reporter in Huntsville, Texas. A hurricane first blew him into the spotlight, says Sam Roberts, who worked with Rather at CBS for three decades.
Dan invented the idea of standing out in the rain and the wind and hurricanes. And it's part of his persona that he covers every hurricane himself, to the point where it's almost become a cliche.
Rather's taste for being in the center of the storm made him the target of conservative critics, Robert says.
He is the most controversial news person probably who's ever lived. I mean, who else was the lightning rod for the kind of incidents that he's been the subject of?
There was, for example, the incident in 1980 when Rather claimed to have been kidnapped in Chicago. The week 6 years later when Rather obliquely signed off every broadcast with the single word, courage. The episode on the street in New York when he was beaten by assailants demanding, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?" And he walked off set in 1987 when he was preempted for a tennis match, leaving CBS with 6 minutes of dead air. His departure now could be interpreted as an effort to leave before the results of the internal investigation are announced to avoid the appearance of being dragged down.
And it would be a shame if it were, because he really has been a centerpiece of network news, and a very good one.
Lawrence Grossman has been president of PBS and NBC News. He says with the retirement next week of NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, this marks the end of an era.
He, along with Tom Brokaw, and eventually along with Peter Jennings, became the most important voices of the news in the second part of the 20th century. Until cable and internet and greater competition has knocked the three networks off their perch.
Dan Rather isn't finished at CBS, nor will he retire. He will continue as a correspondent for 60 Minutes. CBS has not named a successor. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.